So, wait a minute. Pastor Ryan?
Oh, hey, Amber.
I have a few questions.
All right.
That video said that a baby is going to change the world.
Well, yes, that baby Jesus is going to change and save each of us that oh holy night.
How? Wait, what? There was something about a star and shepherds and angels. I am so confused.
Well, let me tell you what, Amber. Perhaps as we go through the Christmas Eve message that I'm about to give for these folks here, then maybe afterwards we can answer some of the questions you might have. Sound good?
That sounds like a great idea.
I'm going to
go try to sit with that family over there with the matching Christmas sweaters.
So when I was growing up, Christmas Eve was always my favorite time to be in church. Does anybody else feel like that? Yeah, maybe you have traditions that your family does or that you do with your friends every year. And I can remember as a kid, one of the things that I didn't like so much was Mom and Dad would make me wear these itchy sweaters that I would only have to wear that one night of the entire year. But there were good things too. I loved trying to see how long I could keep the wax from the candle from falling on my fingertips before the service was over. And I also looked forward to exchanging gifts with the other grandkids and eating cookies at my aunt's house late at night before we went to bed. But my favorite, most favorite part of Christmas, and maybe it's yours too, are the songs. How many of you all have a favorite Christmas carol or song that you like to sing or you know by heart? So songs at Christmas time are so great at telling the story. They tell a story. And sometimes they tell the story so much better than we do because the lyrics are easy to remember. The sounds and the emotions behind them are so important. And my grandma, growing up, when I was a kid, she had this snow globe, and she would put it out every year. And every grandkid had their favorite decoration grandma put out. And this was by far my favorite. It was a snow globe, and when you turned the key on the back, the scene of baby Jesus being born, with all the angels, with all the shepherds, Mary, Joseph, would play the song, O Holy Night, which is one of my favorite Christmas carols. And like I said, we know that the songs at Christmas tell a story, but what's even more special about Christmas songs is that they tell a story that each of us share. You know, we might have a story that's unique to us for another song, but the Christmas songs tell a story we have in common. And really a story that is why we gather on this very night to worship God and to celebrate the birth of Jesus. And so this song, O Holy Night, which you'll hear later tonight, is what we're going to be talking about. And so the first line sounds like this. It says, O holy night, the stars are brightly shining. It is the night of our dear Savior's birth. Surely you've heard about this night. It's one that's set apart from the rest. It's a night like no other. You know, we can go through life with all sorts of regular days, regular nights, but this kind of night was set apart. It was very special. And here's why. On a holy night, we pause from everything else we're doing to make room for something of great importance. And on this holy night in particular, Mary and Joseph were making room for something they were told was super, super important, almost to the point that they were confused that this was going to come true before their very eyes. You remember the angel, like we saw in the video, told Mary she was going to bear a son. And she was going to name him Jesus, and he was going to change the world. Change the world. And so they lived this night for the first time, the same night that we celebrate tonight and the story we tell. And you'll remember when Mary and Joseph are traveling far and wide to register their family in a time that was very chaotic and a mess. And then all of a sudden, the time comes for this baby to be born. The baby she's heard so much about that it throws off her entire plans. It throws them off. And so she and Joseph travel to Bethlehem, and then what happens? They're told there's no room for them. And so they end up having to go to a manger to stay. They have to make up for what they cannot do already. While they were there, the time came for this baby to be born, and she gave birth to her firstborn son, and she wrapped him in cloths and placed him in a manger because there was no guest room available for them. And so a holy night is one where time stands still. Can you imagine if everything in your daily life, everything going on around you, the traffic, the people talking in the coffee shop or at school, all of that just suddenly stopped and froze? And you were left with this picture of the manger, of baby Jesus and the animals and all who gathered that night to watch this amazing thing God was doing unfold before their very eyes. A holy night is one set apart where time stands still, where God shows up in our lives as the precious baby Jesus. But you might be wondering, what's all this darkness stuff about? You know, we talk a lot about light at Christmas. We talk about the brightness coming through, and we think about the star. But what do we do with this piece about darkness? Well, I don't know about you, but whenever I feel like I am most in need of God, I'm walking through darkness. And maybe I go through life encountering the things that make me angry, the things that make me upset. But we have to remember that holy night, Jesus showed up into a world that was dark. Jesus came into Mary and Joseph's lives when everything around them was chaos. You might imagine that Mary and Joseph were putting a lot of trust that this message they had been given was going to come true. For them to travel as far as they did, for them to trust that without a room at the inn, they were going to have to settle for a barn. But they continued. They put faith in something much bigger than they were. And so what do we talk about with this darkness? What do we know about this darkness from O Holy Night? Well, here's what the song says. It says, a thrill of hope, the weary world rejoices. What could possibly be so thrilling or exciting about spending the night in the barn? With all the smells, with all the hay, with all the animals, and you're just settling for a barn. Can't possibly be thrilling. So what makes it exciting? What makes it so exhilarating? When I think of thrilling, I think of roller coasters. How many of you enjoy riding roller coasters? Well, I don't. Because, I'll tell you why, because roller coasters do all these unexpected things that you're not expecting. They have drops, they have turns, they go upside down, and you're just along for the ride, waiting to see what happens next, hoping that you get off and you make it out. What if that thrill of hope that Mary and Joseph had, that thrill that kept them going to that manger, was the faith and trust they put in God that this baby boy was going to bring not weariness to this world, but was going to bring endless joy? What if that thrill was the faith and hope and trust that they put in God? And we see the way it brought them closer and closer to God that very night. But you know who else was thrilled that night? Do you remember? Do you remember who heard the good news too? Anybody? The shepherds, I heard somebody say it. So ordinary group of shepherds who were on their hill doing their thing, watching their sheep. And then all of a sudden, out of nowhere, this choir of angels is above them and they are in fear. And these angels are singing glory to God in the highest and on earth, peace and goodwill to all. Can you imagine what might have been going through their heads that night? I mean, they're just shepherds. They're ordinary people. I mean, for a message so important that God would have, why wouldn't God have sent that message to somebody with power, like a king or somebody famous? But no, God came to ordinary people who were shepherds. And shepherds weren't treated very well in their community. They weren't very educated. They didn't really have much of a family. They just kind of did their thing. But what do you think this is trying to tell us? Well, maybe it's this. God can do extraordinary things with ordinary people in mind. Ordinary people like you and like me. And if God can show up and enter the hearts of a rowdy group of shepherds, then Jesus can certainly enter our lives too. That's the thrill of hope, that God is with us, and that no matter what we encounter in the darknesses of our lives, one thing we know for sure is that we have God with us because of this child. And that's why we celebrate this very night. This is just the beginning of our bigger story. And one thing is for sure that holy night is that God showed us that when we live in this world, the most important thing we can hold on to is the love that came down at Christmas, the love that casts out our fear and everything that causes us to worry in life. The song says this, "Truly he taught us to love one another. His law is love, and his gospel is peace." Have you ever thought of love being a kind of law? I mean, we grew up with all sorts of laws, whether they were things our parents told us to do or else there would be consequences, or maybe you accidentally broke a law one time, adults. Maybe you had laws that it took you a long time to learn how to follow them the right way. But this is a different kind of law. This is a law simply asking us to love. So we think it's simple, but it's much deeper than that. You know, when Jesus came into our lives, when God sent Jesus into our world, he taught us to love differently than the way we thought we were supposed to love. We might have thought we were supposed to love, but it took God sending God's Son to our midst to teach us to love a different way. Do you think we would even choose to remember a night like this if love wasn't a part of it? And so if we follow the law of Jesus, if we follow that law, we must love like he did. Say that with me. If we follow the law of Jesus, we must love like he did. That's the message of Christmas. And it's a message that world, that night, needed to see and to hear about. And quite frankly, it's one that our world still needs to be reminded of today. Or why else wouldn't we gather here on this very night? Jesus entered our lives and showed these people, showed Mary and Joseph, showed these shepherds, and shows us that God's love for us is so extravagant in a world where where others tell us that we don't matter at all. But what's important about Christmas is that it's the reminder that God loves us so much that no matter what others say, no matter what others tell us to feel, God's love reigns true for all of us. And so we celebrate this holy night as the beginning of our transformation, the transformation that takes place here in our hearts. And that's what's amazing about the Christmas story, is that something so simple like a manger bed can make such an impact on our world. And that's just the beginning of our story. You see that cross over there? That's the other piece of the story. From the manger to the cross to our hearts. And what Christmas reminds us of is that we are invited into a story that is now not just Mary and Joseph's story, but it becomes our story. It becomes the moment where God says, this cross, something so small, something so insignificant, can be transformed into a sign of God's peace and the forgiveness of anything we've done in our past. And that's pretty special. That is transformational. And so from something so simple and wooden like a manger to a wooden cross, our lives are transformed because of this story. And I hope and pray that this Christmas season, you continue to live that story. The story hasn't ended yet. It's just beginning, and it's just beginning tonight. Well, does that about sum it up for you, Amber?
Well, I think I got it for the most part.
Okay, well, maybe I can have the families here help us talk about the points I made. So we said a holy night means what?
I don't remember.
Anybody remember? A holy night is one that is set apart, one that is very special. Amber, why don't you join us in saying that? A holy night is one that is set apart, very special.
Okay, I think I got it. Oh, holy night means set apart, very special.
Great, that's right. It was set apart and special because God showed up into our world in the gift of the baby Jesus. Do you remember the second point?
I think it was something about being thrilled or thrilling or something.
You're close, Amber. You're getting to it. It's a thrill of what? A thrill of hope. Yes, a thrill of hope.
Well, what does that mean? Why was the world thrilled on Christmas?
Well, Amber, the world was thrilled because Jesus came to us. He was the long-awaited Messiah, the one the angels talked about who would save us all and be our forever friend. Now, doesn't that sound thrilling to you?
I guess so.
And can you imagine what the shepherds must have felt that night? The thrill they experienced out in the fields and the multitude of angels singing.
What in the world is a multitude?
Well, Amber, a multitude would be more angels than you could possibly imagine singing songs about Jesus. Can you imagine that? Well, that was thrilling. Can you imagine being outside that night and watching that star above the stable as the baby Jesus was born?
I like stars. How bright do you think the star was?
I don't know, Amber. It was a star. Oh, whoa.
Wow, that is thrilling. I think we get the thrill part, but wasn't the phrase you said the thrill of hope? What does that mean?
Well, yes. So the thrill was what the shepherds saw, the star, the angels. But the thrill of hope is because God did something extraordinary. He sent an extraordinary baby to ordinary people like Mary and Joseph, like the shepherds, and really to us, to you too, Amber.
That sounds truly thrilling, to think that God can use me. You said something about a law and love.
That's right. So we talked about Jesus' law is one of love, and his gospel is peace. Let's say that together. Jesus' law is
love,
and his gospel is
peace.
That we should truly love one another, and that's a special kind of love. And remember, Amber, what we talked about, that this is not just the story of Mary and Joseph, but it's our story, our beginning as Christians, our beginning as participants in this story about Jesus. From the manger to the cross and into our hearts, we're invited to share that love with the people we meet every day.
Wow, that was a holy night.
Yeah. Will you pray with me? Gracious God, we are reminded that your love came down on Christmas. And it's a love that we know so well and yet so easily forget. That as we walk through our places of darkness, where all else around us seems frightening or chaotic, may we find the peace that passes all understanding, the hope and peace that shattered into a world that was broken and unified us and brought us closer to you. That as we walk away from this holy night, we may ponder the gift of the baby Jesus, the gift that you gave to Mary and Joseph, a gift that is ours to treasure too. And may that gift go with us. May we continue to be like Jesus. May we continue to live with love being the most important thing, so that we might show that love to others, and we might share that love in places where others might not feel that love. And we ask all these things in the name of our precious Lord and Savior, born this holy night, Jesus Christ. And all God's people said, amen.